I'll take care of it.
All right, everybody. I'm starting a recording here with Doug Bryson. He is the Emergency Management Director in Spartanburg County, and we're trying to get a feel, Doug, for what's happened in Boiling Springs. How big a line is this that's apparently ruptured?
I don't have the exact diameter, but it is one of the main natural gas feeder lines to the businesses here on Applebee's, Chick-fil-A, Walmart, Lowe's area here where Rainbow Lake and Highway 9 split in one of the underground main feed lines.
And so what is the situation? How far around that area are you evacuating?
Right now we're looking at a half-mile radius just due to the fact there is a good breeze right now and what natural gas is escaping from the pipe is dissipating rather quickly because of the storms that came through. We do still have a good breeze, and it's really not that noticeable. It's just as a safety precaution right now.
So if people need to evacuate, have they gotten one of those reverse phone calls to their home?
They sure did. It's probably been 30 minutes ago now, right, when all this first was recorded and the first units got on scene. They went ahead and notified 911 to send a message out to go ahead and evacuate the area. Mainly more businesses than residents in this area, just as a precaution. And also the roads are shut down, obviously, too.
And that would have been about 7:30 or so, 7:25, because of what the time we're recording this. People may listen to it later. I want to make sure people know when this happened. All right, also want to cover a couple of bases with you. On Facebook, I'm hearing from a lot of people who have been evacuated who are wondering when they can go home.
They should get another phone call. Hopefully they have their cell phones registered with our system. Obviously, if they're not home, if they don't, they won't get the message. But we'll relay that to the media and also send out another message. And then also the police, law enforcement will be in the area to assist with that as well, too.
Where do you go to register your cell phone if you have not done that before?
You can go to our website, our Spartanburg County Emergency Management website. That's www.scoem.org. And there's a link there for First Call Interactive where you can self-register your cell phone number.
All right, and as far as the cause of this, I understand talking to my producers that you had shared that this could, there's some talk that it might have been related to a lightning strike. Is that possible?
That's what we're being told by several witnesses in the area. It's unconfirmed, but there was no traffic accident or no other event that would have caused that to simply rupture like it did. And they said, witnesses said there were several clouds of ground lightning strikes in that vicinity during the peak of the severe thunderstorm.
So ballpark, can you ballpark how long this will go on?
We don't know at this time. Distance back at our incident command post, Piedmont Natural Gas and Duke Energy are down at the actual location. Duke's on scene to cut any power off in case to prevent any sparks or any ignition sources. And we're just staying a safe distance back now, waiting for those experts to come talk to us and let us know.
And what do they do at this point? They have to obviously shut off the gas.
That's what they're trying to locate of the main valve at this time, looking at diagrams, and you know those things are normally underground too, and they're not real obvious. They aren't always marked very well, clearly. So they're trying to locate the valves, and there's a specific sequence and process that they have to go to shut all that off because it's feeding all the main businesses here, so they won't have any explosions or anything afterwards.
So this will take a little while.
Yeah, we're going to be here for I'd say another hour or two at least.
Okay. Thank you very much, Doug Bryson, Emergency Management Director in Spartanburg County. Appreciate it.
Thank you.